Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President of the Pella Community Foundation, Jim Brandle, joins us on today's program to talk about the list of 2020 grant recipients and how to donate to the nonprofit organization. Well, Jim, we're here once again at the Pella Community Foundation Awards Luncheon, where you recognize various nonprofit organizations by giving them grant money to support various projects going on throughout the community. First of all, what does this day mean to be able to do this once again and give over this time $100,000 in grants?
Well, it's a special day for us because, like I said at the beginning, it gives us a chance to personalize the giving process. We see a lot of applications come across our desks. And some of the people we know personally, but it's others we don't. And so a chance like today gives us a chance to put a face with a name and to talk a little bit about the whole process of funding these grants and the kind of grants that we are looking to be able to foster here in Pella.
Well, and the Pella Community Foundation has been around now for a while, and so one of the things that people don't maybe understand is that you run largely on estate gifts and endowments and donations and things like that. Then you invest that money, and that investment turns into some of these projects. Kind of explain how that community foundation process works and how so many different people contribute to these grants, maybe even long after they had lived.
Yes. The beautiful thing about an endowment is that it's a perpetual gift. It's a gift that keeps on giving because the monies that are given will never be expended. It's only the earnings that those funds generate that gets spent. And so it takes a fair amount of capital to be able to generate enough income to be able to fund over $100,000 a year. But we've been fortunate to be able to do that. Our assets are now a little over $8 million in the Community Foundation, which have come from gifts and bequests and from people who have left the Pella Community Foundation in their will. And so that's where a fair amount of the money comes from, but also from individuals who give on an annual basis to help support the grant-making process. We do an annual fund every year at the end of the year, and people give generously from their giving to the Community Foundation, which helps us as well fund these grants.
Well, and they're worthy causes here today. Over $80,000 of this was directed in $5,000 increments or smaller. One of the things you've always told me, Jim, since I've been here in town, the Pella Community Foundation, you give to you, you give to all. And you really try to find a wide range of nonprofits to choose from.
That's correct. You know, what I always try to say to people is, I know that people get bombarded with requests for giving. And the Community Foundation is a way to give a gift that will get spread throughout the community. And we've been very, very fortunate to be able to fund that. Today, we funded over 30 grants to organizations that have an impact from early childhood care all the way through adult learning through elder care. So it's a broad range of ways in which we can help and enhance the community of Pella through the gifts and the grants that we make.
Well, and in terms of financing and all those things, you're getting enough money now to where you guys have decided as a board to give an impact award, one that's going to be largely much more significant, maybe a one burst as opposed to your typical, you know, less than $5,000 donation. And this year you have your first project that was deemed worthy enough for the significant impact.
Yes, the impact grant came up in a board meeting, and I threw the idea out of some sort of grant, and our board just ran with it. And I had anticipated them saying, well, let's get this all together and we'll do it a year from now. But the idea was, no, let's do it this year. It's such a good idea that we need to run with it right now.
And if people have questions, concerns, or want to learn more about how to give, what's the best way for them to reach out to the foundation?
The easiest way is to go to our website. They can follow us on Facebook as well, Pella Community Foundation, or on our website, which is pellacommunityfoundation.org. And that website gives all kinds of details about various vehicles. It tells a little bit about our financial performance. They can look at our financials. They can look at who the members of our board are. So there's lots of details out there that can be found online.
Once again, that was President of the Pella Community Foundation, Jim Brandle. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.